I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
So this week, my co-host, Eric J. Mack, is taking some much-needed R&R, but in his place is Miss Quadweb. How are you?
Indeed, baby. Indeed. It's yours truly, Miss Quadweb. We're about to have some fun today.
I'm so excited. And you know, Eric is actually pissed that I'm doing this interview with you and doing this whole episode with you and not him. But
I know he's shitting bricks. I know he's but that's okay.
But that's what happens.
We need him to build us a house, so it's okay.
Well, before we like dive into all the great episodes that we watched, I want to know, how are you? What's new in your life? Tell me everything.
Oh my God. Everything is just going well. Like, honestly, I know this season I'm a friend to the show, but I got to tell you, it's been a blessing in disguise. I have devoted so much more time to my family, which is a much needed time because we've had, you know, some tragedies in the family and whatnot. And we've also had some amazing blessings too. So it's really good that I'm able to really focus on my family. New projects are coming out, the woodwork, and I'm just grateful. I'm just really, really grateful. I have a new wine line that is coming out soon.
Mm.
And yes, it is so amazing. It is the white blend, rosé, honey, rosé blend, and also a red blend. And it's just really cool because it's different. It's in the can. And honey, bye to you, bougie girl. When I go to the beach, I ain't got time to be carrying a bottle, honey. I want to carry a can. And so, so that's been great that I've been working on that. And I've just been kind of having other auditions. It's some great things that's coming down the pipe. So just understand this is not it for Miss Quad at all.
I am very excited to hear that. And I do want to get into what we saw of you in this week's episode, because that was amazing.
Yeah. You know what? People are so happy to see. They're like, oh my God, for a minute, I thought you're not going to be a part of the show anymore. And I was like, no, I'm still a part of the show. I'm just not in a full-time role. I am serving as a friend, but it doesn't matter if I'm serving as an associate. Whatever I say, it's the tea anyway. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You know, I have to say, you were one of maybe the first Bravo Lebs I interviewed back when we could do in the office interviews. And you're so much more than your looks. So I don't want this to come off the wrong way, but what I have to say is I couldn't stop looking at your body. The first time I saw you, I was mesmerized. I was like, this is the most perfect specimen I've ever seen.
Oh, that is so sweet for you to say. Thank you. Thank you. I accept all of that.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Absolutely. No, it's here's the deal. It's genetically given. You know, my mom is she's a brick house. She's built up, stacked up real nice. Thank God for that. Shouts out to my grandma and Jesus. So I appreciate that. You know, I do also work out 3 times a week. I have a personal trainer. I got to tell you, I don't really watch what I eat because I just love food and I'm such a foodie. But when I'm in the gym or I'm working out outside with my trainer, we're really hitting it. And so thank you so much for the compliment. I really do appreciate that. That's kind of you.
Well, thank you. You have.
And it's all Jesus, grandma, my mommy and daddy giving. So damn what Heavenly is saying, because Heavenly tried to plague me with honey going to the doctor. And I ain't went to the doctor, but did nothing but get my fibroids out.
Well, I want to dig into this week's Married to Medicine because
let's do it.
Got you, and that's what I want to talk about.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm down. What you got?
Well, first of all, what do you think of the new gal? Because we got to see more of her this episode.
Anila. You know what? Honestly, Anila is a cool chick, to be honest with you. We have so much fun, her and I. She'll tell you this. She's like, I feel the closest to Quad. Even though I didn't bring her into the group or anything like that, she would always say, even over Toya, that she feels more close to me. And that's just the authenticity of our relationship. I think she's cool. I think she's a fun girl. She's unprohibited. And I like those type of women. I don't, you know, listen, I know we all have a brand and I know we all have to kind of make sure we don't go too far left, but I do like a woman who's going to let her hair down, and Anila is definitely that girl.
And do you think she can survive in this group of women?
Well, girl, we still coach, Michelle. We still You know, but here's the thing. When I say coaching, it's just like for instance, me, like, you just got to learn on the job almost. You got to kind of, because honestly, I was so jacked up the first season when the day before I just had lunch with Carrie and Toya, and then I go into Mariah's party and they're both attacking me. I didn't understand that, because I'm like, bitch, we was just cool. Like, we just had lunch. Where is this coming from?
Yeah.
So I didn't really understand that. So I think with Anila, there's a lot of nuances that she's going to have to kind of work her way through, right?
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, she's up for it, and she is gonna make her way in this group. I think she'll make her way into this group for a while.
I know that, you know, one thing that we've been seeing a lot of in this season so far is this rift between Simone and Jackie, which is very sad for, you know, fans who have been watching the show for seasons and have been watching their friendship. Are you surprised or not surprised?
No, I'm not surprised at all, because even before the show, they kind of had an issue. Like, there's an underlining rift there that they're not speaking of. And that was even before the show. So I just want to say that for the record, the show did not create an environment for them not to function or not to love on one another or not to be good friends. I think there's something there even prior to coming on the show or the show first episode even being aired. I think they have some things that they really need to be honest about and they really need to address. And that has nothing to do with the show.
Yeah, I guess it's interesting you say that, because I was definitely talking to Eric about this a couple of weeks ago. And I just raised the question of if a friendship is on a show for long enough, will we see its demise? You know, because it does seem like a high intensity environment, and you know, you're constantly hearing what the other one is saying about you. It does seem like it's hard.
Yeah, but I think they've tried to hold it together. I think they don't want to see, especially on TV. I don't think they want to expose what's really happening between the two of them, like Mariah and I did. I think they took a page out of our book and said, you know what? We might not be the best of friends right now, but when we come on this show, we're going to make a pact to always appear to be good friends, even if we're not. And I'm telling you, they're not.
Wow.
And I said it, and tell them I said it.
So we see you in the closet with Heavenly, which
in the mausoleum. A mausoleum full of fat.
Did Heavenly, have you gotten any texts from Heavenly about your comments about her fashions?
First of all, I don't understand why Heavenly has a 3-story closet. Maybe it was just to fill up some space in her house, but it surely wasn't because of those fashions she has.
I got you, Luann.
Okay, then pour me some wine.
I'm not saying that a dentist can't dress. All I'm saying is this dentist can't dress.
No, you know, Heavenly and I, we talk all the time, believe it or not. Like, honestly, she is one of my good friends, and we have a relationship. Heavenly is a very shady person, I got to tell you that, but she is an equal opportunity shady person. It's not going to be just directed at one individual. I don't even really think that it is hatred behind it. I think it's a Kiki in a leg slap for her. And I try to work with her on it. I'm like, listen, you may say shit for like kicks and giggles, but you must be mindful that what you're saying could possibly hurt another person. And if you care about them, and if you're friends, you're going to have to dial that back or tap into what's appropriate. So we have real conversations.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And as the season progresses, you're also going to see a rift between Heavenly and I. It's just what it is. I don't play bullshit. Never did. I don't play the piano, radio, or the fiddle. And I don't play bullshit. So it's going to be what it is. But if I had to say, if we're friends, we are. We're still friends, even after all of that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, she's definitely accused of going too far on social media, especially by Simone in this episode. Do you agree with that?
You know, I gotta tell you, Heavenly has a YouTube and I do too. So guys, make sure you check out both our YouTubes. I'm at Absolutely Quad, and you just gotta look her up, because I don't really know where she is at, but she has a YouTube. I just say she has a YouTube page. But I felt like in the beginning, of her creating her page, she basically did it off my back. She basically did it by, she basically called for the ratings or got the viewers by really tearing me down or saying negative things about me. And I didn't like that, you know? And so that's kind of one of the reasons why everything came to a head, and you guys will see it this season. Because hell, if all I hear, or all I, when people sending me things, and all I see is that you're talking shit about me and we're supposed to be friends, even if you do post something and you're being in support of me, if I don't read emoji, then guess what? I'm going to think you're talking negative about me. So it is what it is. This is the grave that you dug. So let's talk about it. Let's deal with it.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, you know, that sort of thing, what was the video that Heavenly was showing you that Toya was talking about you?
What is this?
If Juan allows herself to show her situation today.
But she hasn't done that, and she only films with Heavenly. And they only in that bullshit-ass apartment talking that bullshit.
And that's the thing. I'm like, damn, Toya. We were cool. Like, girl, at this time, we had no beef. We were talking on the phone. Like I said, Toya has even given me recommendations or had a friend who was selling a house, wanted me to take a look at the house and see if it was something that I wanted, if I wanted to drive out that far. Like, Toya was there. Toya has seen, you know, the little baby and everything. Like it's crazy. I'm just like, Toya, where is this coming from? But what I had to understand is that I've always been well-respected, not only as a wife, but well-respected amongst the doctors and the women of our group as an individual woman who is a hard worker, who is dedicated to her family, and who is a person who can make something happen. So I can take lemons and turn them into lemonade, and it's easy for me because I'm not afraid of hard work. And I think that with both of us being wives, it's like she turns her frustration and anger over to me. But that's not my fault. This is how people look at you. I didn't necessarily say I looked at you like that, Toya. This is what you're putting out there for the people. You said for a child. Now, when I was in school, it was children. If we're talking about plural, you know, it's child if we're talking about one. So these are things that she's consistently putting out there with disrespecting her husband, with also being so materialistic that she doesn't give a damn if there's no more money in the bank. Eugene, go out there and work and figure it out. So it's not me that's doing that. And when Heavenly showed me the video, I was just like, where is this coming from? Like, oh, these are your personal feelings. Like, you really feel like that. And I think, too, a lot of it is because she feels like she's in a better position than I am in reference to Married to Medicine. But we have to remember, I was on two shows on two different networks at the same damn time with a cookbook that's still booming. And I have other projects that's coming down the pipeline. So we're different because you can't want everything and not want to do nothing. And Toya does absolutely nothing. Now, her identity is wrapped up in Married to Medicine. God forbid if she ever lost her position with Married to Medicine. I'll hate to see what's going to happen over there. I mean, at this point, she's being nasty to everyone and just being rude and just horrible, just like miserable. Why are you miserable, sis? This is supposed to be the best time of your life. You worked so hard for the house that you finally got. Even though you had to beg, borrow, and steal, and I ain't coming up off of that because I know the real truth and I know the real tea. And we have a personal friend that I know she took. Well, actually, I stand corrected. Our friend is no longer her friend. She's only my friend. So when I say beg, borrow, and steal, I mean it in that order.
It does seem like she's not on great terms with a lot of the other ladies right now. I mean,
she's not. She's attacking everybody. She lied on Contessa. How are you saying Contessa didn't wore shoes in your house when at their Christmas party, that was a onesie party? Who wears shoes with a onesie? So you just lied on Contessa. She thought that she was going to be able to control Anila and have her Anila as her little puppet and her do girl. And Anila is like, no, I'm my own person. I like these women. It's fair for me to get to know these women. And Toya got pissed. She was 38 hot because Anila decided to come from under her regime, so to speak, and get to know people herself. And honestly, we really like Anila. Nobody cares, but nobody likes Toya. Nobody. And the fans don't either. I'm reading the comments. They don't see it for Toya.
How do you think Anila handled herself at that dinner at the end of the episode?
At the end of the episode, I think Anila needs to understand that right now we're still getting to know her. While we see that she has great qualities, she might be of good character. Sometimes when you don't have an invested relationship with people, you got to fall back. You're not in position to tell a person that they need to make up.
Whatever's going on between you guys, it's not that deep. Y'all need to just talk about it.
And another thing, we have to also respect our each other's feelings. Mm. I can't tell Simone when to not be mad at Jackie, nor can I tell Heavenly when to stop being mad at Toya, nor Contessa. It's just time has to progress, and we have to see that, you know what, at this point, I'm over it. There's still some things I like about this person, so I'm going to try again. But no one can force that on you. I hate that. I hate when people, oh, you still mad about that? You shouldn't be mad about that. How can you tell me what to be mad at? What's your name? Because my name is Quad. Last time I checked, what was your name? Contessa? Okay then, my girl. You can't tell me. Anila, that's you? Okay, Anila, you can't tell Contessa when to make up with Toya. Because honestly, Toya is truly picking a fight with Contessa. And she had said out of her mouth, I hate her. And this was even off camera. And we're like, why do you hate Contessa? This is Miss Congeniality. This person smiles all the time. How do you hate her? How do you fucking... Who hates Contessa besides a miserable person who's insecure?
Oh my goodness.
With money issues. Who? I mean, Contessa's a sweetheart. And so Toya had put this in her mind that she hated Contessa. And so she began to start lying on Contessa and trying to make people not like her. But guess what? The tables turned. People really saw how Toya really is. They see how Toya really is. And now she's exposed herself and nobody likes her.
Wow. Well, I do want to make sure we get on to the rest of the shows. But is there anything else you want to say about Married to Medicine, whether it's this episode, whether it's the rest of the season that people have yet to see?
I think the season, as it progresses, gets a lot more interesting than what people have seen. And I'll be back on episode 9.
Woohoo. All right. So let's talk about Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh, girl, let's talk.
Have you been watching this season?
I have, honey. I have. Let me just tell you, I was here for the costumes. I thought the girls got deep in. I thought they were all character when it came down to their costumes. I loved it. I love that Cynthia was like dead on with what's happening in our world real time. She was a bottle of sanitizer. Now, I've never seen a bottle of sanitizer look so good. I would use it at any time.
I felt like Portia phoned it in a little bit.
You felt like she did what?
Phoned it in. Like she really didn't put her whole heart into that costume. It was just some cat ears. Like Candy came in and I didn't even know it was her at first. She really went for it. Portia just put on a little tail and called herself a cat.
Well, Portia also is working on Dish Nation. She has a new book that's coming out. She's doing
a lot. She's busy. You're right. She's busy.
She has Pilar, and so, you know, hell, if I'm coming with theme, honey. Just probably ain't gonna be deep and dangerous, but it's gonna be a theme, you know. So you gotta just kind of respect that. We miss the mark sometimes, but we put our best foot forward when it you know, in a time crunch.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so one of the things that's happened this season, it wasn't necessarily in this episode, but I still want to get your thoughts.
Yeah.
Kenya bringing up this whole Bolo situation over and over again,
uh-huh,
and really trying to call out some people for whatever it was that happened, yeah, behind closed doors with Bolo. What do you think about that?
Well, I just would have respected it if she just would have called the person she wanted to call out, honey. Ain't no sense of doing selective reasoning and, you know, we're going to go ahead and omit this person. Like, you know who you're talking about. Just open your mouth and say it if you're bad.
Yeah, but do you feel like she's breaking a code, because they went to such a length to take all those cameras down? And I wonder, even from your unique experience being on a reality show, it's like, what happens off camera? Does it stay off camera?
You know what's interesting? It doesn't, because there even over the years of Married to Medicine, there's been some things that happen where there's no cameras around whatsoever. Case in point, let's just talk about the shit talking that Toya did on her IG live, saying I bring absolutely nothing to the show. She said that I hold things close to the vest. She said that, what else she said? I live in a little bullshit ass apartment. although it's 4,000 square feet, and it's just myself and my little girls, Chloe and Kari, living with me right now. And I don't have to take my groceries up on the staircase. I can just put them on my elevator. She still said it. And she said the shit when the cameras were not even rolling. So a lot of times people will express themselves minus the camera. And so you cannot, for one given moment, think that it's not going to come up on camera. That should almost be a given. You have to really evaluate who you're around before you express certain type of behaviors. Now, I understand that they were having a good time. Hell, it's a bachelorette party, honey. Get into it, fall face first. But you knew that you were amongst a person who really doesn't care for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that Kenya really cares for Portia. And so with that being said, she was waiting on the moment for Portia to slip up and do something so she can rub her nose in it.
Right.
It's clear. It's obvious.
What do you think about LaToya?
LaToya and Phelan? Is that what it is?
Phelan, yeah.
I think they're both beautiful women. I think there was an issue with the whole family aspect. And I think it really struck a nerve with Phelan because she got a golf club or something, right?
Oh, wait. Well, I mean, yeah. Okay. So... that was insane. I've never seen Phelan running at full speed through the house in her Medusa costume is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my whole life. But then to see her come back with the golf club was like, oh my God. It was like a...
I just said, honey, I said she was hanging with Tiger Woods' ex-wife. She's been hanging out with Elin, honey.
Yeah, I was going to say, Elin.
She came with the bat with the golf club. I was like, Lord, honey, where's Elin at, child?
Phelan is running like a running back, all right, for the Chicago Bears.
She sped by so fast. I only knew it was her because one of her snakes was left on the floor.
But LaToya is giving me a little bit of Toya vibes, just in terms of she really seems to have an issue with so many people. But from my perspective, since this is the first season that we've seen LaToya and she's coming in to the, like, to this Halloween party hot, right? Like, she just goes after Phelan in her own home. She seems to create these issues. Is it because she's trying to leave this lasting impression? Why?
It could be a number of things, to be honest with you. Now, me, when I'm in someone's home and I'm on their turf, I tend to respect them. You know, it's interesting because a couple of seasons back, Heavily and I had some words at her house. But because we were at her home, I kind of held back a bit, because I always want to be respectful of a person's home, right? Because see, the first thing that a person, when you on somebody else's turf, honey, they'll be like, oh, I put your ass out. You know, they're ready to put you out, child. So I'm just like, listen, I'm not getting put out. And if I did, it's going to be on my term. But I've always tried to be very, very mindful when I'm dealing with someone else and I'm at their home and I'm on their turf. I wouldn't have done it. I never would come to someone's home and be disrespectful. That's just not my MO. But it could be a situation where Toya is really wanting to be a part of this show and she knows what it takes to be a part of it. It's just as simple.
Well, you know, as someone who has, you know, who is on Bravo show, you know, have you ever experienced that where you felt like someone just came into the situation, came into the group of ladies just a little too hot, where you were just like, what's happening? Like, what's your motive here?
Let me think about the ladies we've had that's been a part of Married to Medicine. You know, Married to Medicine is a little bit different. I think just being connected to the medical community, in most cases, women are pretty pulled up and they kind of think first before they say something, minus Toya. She just talks, diarrhea flow at the mouth. But on average, I think people have been pretty cautious of how they handle themselves at someone else's home.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's what I think. Now, the last week, Toya came to Heavenly's house and was talking cash shit at her house. And I don't understand how she was still sitting there, but you know, it is what it is. But I wouldn't have done that. Like, I had to bite my tongue when Heavenly and I had a word because I was at her house. And regardless of what's being said, I'm a classy enough woman to know, like, you know what? You'll have an opportunity to speak with her about this on neutral ground. But right now, this is the position you're in. You're at a home. You need to figure out a better way to deal with this. And then you get her later. That's just me. You deal with it later. But I guess Toya don't have that type of cool.
Are there any Real Housewives of Atlanta that you're particularly close to?
You know what's really interesting? Like I hang with pretty much over the years, almost all of them. You know, Candy and I used to live around the corner from each other. So there will be a lot of events that will happen, you know, that Candy would invite me to. Portia and I, we always get together. And when we do, it's a kiki and a leg slap. And I fill in a lot of the times for her over at Dish Nation. Eva was absolutely amazing. Who else? Sheree, Phaedra. I mean, you name it. I've always had pretty solid relationships with them. And it's just a good time. You know, I think there is a sisterhood among Bravo celebrities that we just kind of, if you're cool, then it's just kind of like a given. You know, there's love and respect there and support. So I've never really had an issue with anyone from any of the other shows at all.
Have you talked to Phaedra recently? I just miss her so much.
I talk to her all the time and I tell her the same thing. I can't move her. I can't move her. She actually called me a couple of weeks back and she was just like, I just wanted to talk to my friend and, you know, wanted to check in with you. And then her and I caught up about some things and, you know, she's doing well. She's still doing very well and, you know, taking care of the boys. And listen, Phaedra's a very successful woman. There's no doubt about it. And she is very witty. And I think she's great for Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah.
I think there are a lot of people who would support that.
Yeah. Oh, miss her every day.
Girl, she's so funny, honey. When she read Kenya down about that damn pizza, honey, the man, the getting your sperm from the pizza man, child. You don't know if he's an ex-murderer, honey. I was like, girl, don't do it, child. Don't do it.
Oh, my gosh. Another show that I really wanted to talk about this week is Real Housewives of New Jersey.
When I tell you I'm really feeling Real Housewives of New Jersey right now, they are it. I got to tell you, they are it. I enjoy watching the show. I think that they just have explosive moments, you know, and it's good. It's entertaining. It's not whack. It's not lame. It's not saying something for the sake of just saying something. It's really entertaining.
Who do you love to watch the most on Real Housewives of New Jersey?
Oh, you know, I have a few people. Like I have a little pod of people like, what is it? Dolores. I like Dolores. Yes. Because, honey, Miss Dolores, I'm going to come through honey, and have a whole different situation. Yes, me and my ex-husband are still best friends, and I got this whole man on the side right over here. I'm like, girl, the man will not marry you because your ex-husband is so much and so involved in your life. Don't you see that? But I like her. I really, really do. And, you know, Teresa's just always going to bring the drama, honey, get into it. She don't care if she's arguing with her brother, if she's arguing with Melissa. Melissa is youthful and she's fashionable. I like Melissa. I just think it's a really good show.
Yeah.
And they weather the storm and they fall and they come back and they pick themselves up and they're back again. And so actually it's really good to see Teresa bouncing back from everything that she went through in the past with having to do jail time, being away from the girls, and then having to deal with everything that Joe put her through. And, you know, I get that her brother, that's her brother.
Yeah.
He's going to have her back. Like, I know it's difficult for her because you have your husband, this is your ex-husband, and then you have, you know, your brother. But I really think that he definitely has her best interest at heart. It's hard for a brother to sit back and see what his sister is going through. I know it was hard for my younger brother for sure.
Right. Well, it's very interesting seeing how Teresa and her ex Joe, you know, it's finalized in this episode, the divorce, that they're on such friendly terms, that they're working on a vibrator business together. I mean, we're seeing like a lot of modern marriages on this franchise, I feel.
Mm-hmm. No, I would completely agree with you with that. Listen, everything is not cookie cutter. And this is what I want the listeners to know. People have unique situations all the time. It's all about what works for you. You don't have to feel bad because it is not traditional. I'm a very unconventional person. I really am. I'll be, you know, turning another age in May. And right now, I may have a child with someone who's not my husband. You understand what I'm saying? And as someone that I'm dating and someone that gets me and who understands. And so things are not always black and white. And I love the fact that we're able to see that a lot more. You know, and I think, you know, we need to start normalizing things. because who says that because you get a divorce, you have to fight with your ex-husband? You don't have to be in a fight with your ex-husband.
Right.
Maybe that person was a great friend, but not, after a while, such a good husband. But is it a great friend? And even through that friendship, you might reconnect, rekindle. And who knows, you might even remarry. Who knows? Who's writing the rules? Where's the manual? There's no manual.
Right.
It's what is best for you in your particular situation.
Well, it does make me a little bit want to sidestep and ask you if you're dating right now.
Of course I am.
And?
Honestly, I love it. I love dating. I love the freedom of dating. I love the energy of dating. I love the flirtation. I am excited about, you know, what to expect or getting to know new people. I really like being single right now. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm opposed to remarrying, because I'm not. But right now, I enjoy being single. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. And I love that whatever the tone is that I set in my home, that's the tone of my home. I don't have to worry about a man coming home, slamming his keys down on the countertop, or, you know, let me kind of see what type of mood he's in. Oh, are we happy today? Oh, okay. Well, we're happy today. Okay. Oh, we're sad today, or something's going wrong. Okay. Well, let me dial it back. I'm really happy that whatever tone I set is the tone it is. And I enjoy it. I enjoy my family. I enjoy my friends. I have a very fruitful life and I'm grateful for it. And a lot of that is because I'm dating. I'm dating.
Do you do the apps?
You know what? I haven't brought myself to doing the apps. I think it's too much flim flam, too much fugazi, behind the people putting they putting their head on other people's bodies. And, and, you know, they're posting different type of pictures. So I haven't came to that conclusion yet. Not saying that it is desperate for a person to be on an app, because a lot of times life takes you so many directions. Your career takes you in so many directions, right? And honestly, you just don't have the time to get out and date. And so with that being said, I'm not saying that I'm opposed to dating online. I just still like to do it old school. Because see, I need to be able to touch you. I need to be able to kind of see, you know, look at you in your eyes and see what's going on, which you've got the crazy look in your eyes. I need to kind of tap in with you. There's some things that I just can't pick up about a person. I can't pick up on about a person if we're doing it online. But if you're face to face with me, your body language I can watch, right?
Right.
And I can watch how you treat the waitress and the waiters when we're going out to restaurants. So I still prefer old school dating, but I'm not opposed to people dating online.
Right. It's a little harder now with the masks and stuff. That's why I think post vaccines, people are going to go wild.
Oh, they're going to go wild. But see, we're here in Georgia. And if you can remember, Georgia probably was down for like 3 months. And then Georgia just woke up like, hey, yeah, we're out of hibernation.
Right.
Well, we know it's a pandemic going on, but we're out, you know. And so we still have an opportunity to kind of get out unlike other states.
Right.
But you still have to be extremely careful. You want to wear all of your PPE, protective masks, gloves, hand sanitizer, wash your hands as much as you can. And you just want to be as safe as possible. But I mean, people are still out dating.
Oh, nice. One day New York will be back.
I know. But I heard you guys are like, what, 25% occupancy outside with restaurants? You can sit on a patio with restaurants?
Yeah. Well, I think they upped it to 50% indoors.
Really?
Yeah. So it's happening. It's coming back. Getting back to this episode, you know, one thing I was thinking about when we go to the shore with everyone and everyone's like figuring out who they're going to stay with, it reminded me of that Married to Medicine LA episode last season when you went and stayed at Jasmine's home and then you gave some notes, you know, some constructive criticism on how to make it better.
Yeah, just feedback. No, it's just feedback. Listen, if I'm doing something and I want to be the best at it, there may be some things that I miss because creating something and pulling it forward and bringing it forward, it's a lot to do at one time, right? So I may miss something. Something may slip between the cracks. What I was simply saying is I would love for someone to give me feedback. How could I have handled something differently? How could I have done it better? What needs to be added?
what modification needs to happen. That's only strengthening me. And I think a lot of people read it the wrong way when I was like, okay, you know, if you're going to have women here, make sure you have, you know, feminine products. You want to make sure you have, you know, the things that we need when our girlfriend comes and she is, you know, running like the River Jordan. Okay. So that's what I was just simply saying. And I didn't mean that she did not do a good job. I thought she did a phenomenal job. The home is completely beautiful. It's in a prime location right there in California. And I just wanted, there was some small little, we need waste baskets and feminine products. It was really just as simple. But you know, sometimes people always want to make something out of nothing. So had I not said something, someone would have talked crap about it. I said something and people are still talking crap. It's 50-50, no matter what.
I was just going to say that I could watch a whole show of you just giving people feedback on their rental homes or their Airbnbs. I think that would be great. And it made me wonder, if you had to choose, would you rather stay at Dolores's Shore House or Melissa's?
Oh, Dolores's or Melissa's. I thought Melissa's was a little bit more modern, you know? And so I like modern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Melissa, yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, had you gone to Dolores's, I mean, that's where the dinner went completely left and chaos ensued. And all
I said, Teresa, how did you wake up? How did this happen? You got into it, everybody. You done told this girl to stick a dildo up her ass. I'm like, Teresa!
It's kind of big. Jackie, I don't know if it's going to fit up your ass, but maybe you should
try. Stop! Teresa!
I mean, not only did she accuse Jackie's husband of having an affair, but yeah, then wanted her to stick a vibrator up her ass. Like, what? But then got mad at Jackie when Jackie just stood up for herself and was like, did you get that confidence in jail?
I'm a confident person. You're so not. I like hanging out with confident people.
Did you get that confidence in jail? Love it. Do you think that it goes too far to bring up the word jail?
Well, it made for Teresa, you know, that was a very embarrassing moment for her. I'm sure that's something that if she could have kept off of television, she probably would have. And it's just a reminder, you know, it's a bruise, it's a blemish. And so I think that ignited Teresa. But real talk, it was the truth. We all know that, you know, there were some things going on that maybe she was or were not aware of, and it caused them to have to spend some time away from their kids in a 4x4 cell. So we get it. And I understand that could be a trigger for Teresa, but all is fair in love and war.
Right.
And that's just, this is a part of the game that we live in reality TV.
I just thought it was so funny too, that Teresa, because Jackie was like, you know, you treat everyone here like shit. And so Teresa's going around the table, did I treat you like shit? Do I treat you like shit? And basically most people were like, well, you did call me a stripper once, or, well, you did have someone pull my hair once. It's like, Teresa, do you have a really short memory?
Do I ever treat you like shit? You did have my hair pulled. What she told me was Stephen Dan told her to pull Margaret's hair, and then you said, do it. All right, if you take that, that's fine. I mean,
wait a minute.
You call me a stripper. Who was that guy that came up to our table? He goes, this, that you used to work for him at a gentleman's club and used to dance for him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but, you know, when you're the person, when you are the offender, right, and not the offended,
right,
then, of course, you get upset and you forget. You want to forget that because you don't want people to pull your card on it. You may be a little bit of a narcissist.
Well, this is just a reminder to everyone listening that the Real Housewives of New Jersey after show is on BravoTV.com. So you can get even more and find out what everyone thought about what happened, especially this crazy, crazy dinner.
I know, but it was so good. I was like, yes, for New Jersey. So if you have not watched it, if you haven't tuned in, I'm going to encourage you all who can hear the sound of my voice to tune in. Real Housewives of New Jersey has not lost its funk, has not lost its fire, and they are bringing it. And I implore you to make sure you watch Real Housewives of New Jersey. It's really good. I like the girl.
So good. So, you know, every week, Eric and I will sort of pick our rose and thorn of the week. So like kind of the thing we enjoy most from whichever show, and sort of the thing that we rubbed us the wrong way. And I was wondering if you have a rose and thorn for this week.
On any of those shows?
Yeah. And I could go first if that helps at all.
Well, I'm going to speak on Married to Medicine.
Oh, yes, please.
I'll say Toya was the thorn.
Okay.
Her creating this whole mess about I live in a bullshit apartment. Like that was an untrue statement, and that was a bit harsh. And so with that being said, I'm going to say she definitely wins the award of the week as the thorn. And the rose, I would say hats off to Heavenly. Heavenly did something that was amazing. There was a young girl who was filming someone during the Black Lives Matter protest. Police officer just came over and knocked her teeth out of her mouth. And she's a young girl who is up and coming. And Heavenly gave her a new smile. So this week, I have to say the rose for me would be Dr. Heavenly Combs.
Miracle is just starting out in the world. That smile is going to give her the confidence she needs to carry out all of her endeavors. And I'm so happy that she allowed me to do it. Big smile. Look at you. Look at that. We done hooked you up.
Amazing. I'm giving my rose this week to Summer House. There was a moment where we see Luke. He's in the middle of this fight with Kyle and he runs back in the house. But then as soon as he sees Carl and Kyle are coming at him, he runs right back out. And it was just incredibly funny visually. And next week, Eric and I will definitely be breaking down what happens for the rest of that argument. So my thorn for this week would definitely be from The Real Housewives of Dallas. I just thought this whole argument between Brandy and Deandra and the whole cafeteria Christian conversation is just ridiculous. And who is more of a Christian is just such a conversation that I definitely heard a lot in Texas and am happy to have left behind. So yeah, wasn't thrilled to see it in my Real Housewives. And then also from Real Housewives of Atlanta, I would say the costume party.
Yeah. I can see where you're going with that for sure.
Yeah. And next week, we're going to be back with an all new episode featuring an interview with Real Housewives of New Jersey's Jennifer Aiden. But I want to thank you so much, Quad. You were just the best co-host a girl could ask for.
Oh, thank you, doll. I appreciate it. And shout out to all my Bravo watchers. Thank you so much for supporting Bravo. And more importantly, thank you so much for supporting Married to Men.
Yes. And obviously, everyone can find you at Absolutely Quad on Insta, right?
Honey, Absolutely Quad. Yes, indeed. You can find me at Absolutely Quad on all social media platforms. And if you haven't picked up my cookbook, please do. It's sold everywhere fine books are sold at Cooking with Miss Quad.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1-9. And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me.